Okay, I hope I can get this recording in before they start banging downstairs. They've been banging for the last month. So this is the cons of living in another country. There's no warning, no notice. They just gonna do what they wanna do. And you can't complain because a complaint ain't gonna do nothing for you. So here is the next random episode, but this one is amazing. I found this, let me go back to my archives. Come on now, stop banging. Excuse the banging. So my archives, this recording was done in October 2020. So yeah, and it's very special and dear to me. Before I moved to Mexico, I was, and I still am, a mindset healer. Mindset coach, life coach, mindfulness instructor. I don't know. You know, so many different, all these damn terms. I just like to assist people in connecting to themselves. Let's just say that. Becoming the best version of themselves and assisting them in granting themselves permission to understanding themselves. And this one was important and was really dear because, and I'm going to try to make this as short as possible, because I was... Oh man, it was 2 years. 2 years I was coming once a week, going once a week to a room and board in Sacramento, and I was speaking to, I was going to about five different room and boards and speaking to the residents inside the room and board. It'd be like anywhere from 5 to 10 people. And these were hardcore drug addicts. They've been drug addicts since they were as young as 8, right? And some are well into their 30s. I had some as young as 20s, 30s, and even late 60s. They've been doing drugs their whole life. And I decided to do this episode right here with them and record like a session just to see the rawness of, and just to paint a picture of how inhumane we treat people with drug addiction or homelessness, and to see like their conversations are just the same. And it really touched me because they opened up so much. They were teaching me about drugs because I decided as a mindset healer, I was going to be very transparent that even though I'm in here talking to them about not using drugs, that I myself have never used drugs. I've smoked a little bit of weed here and there, did some edibles and stuff like that. I can count on two hands how many times. I'm not really into using things. I don't need anything to enhance my creativity, my imagination, or my energy. I'm just all the way to 20 already. But I think there is one time, I don't know if I've been slipped something before, but I did not feel like myself. And we'll talk about that later. But this episode right here is me recording a session, doing my mindset healing thing. And I hope you enjoy it. It's beautiful. I listened to it before I posted it. So enjoy it. Don't forget to like, subscribe, rate, review, do all that good stuff. And I'm sorry I talk so long, but this is personal here. Okay. So enjoy. And it's pretty long, but still enjoy. All right, thank you.
I like it in the rock form.
Can you start all over? I'm so sorry.
Okay. I like the cocaine and the drug and a form of it comes in powder.
Okay, so you snort it.
You snort it.
Okay.
That way, if you snort it when you go to work, you can snort it while you're at work. Okay. You can snort it on your break, and you just keep moving. You can snort it on your way home, and you just keep moving. You know?
Right.
And then I like it in that form, it went away sort of, kind of.
Right.
And not really, but it kind of went away when it came out with the base.
Right.
With the crack. And it comes in, they mix it up, stir it up. I've been there, I know how to mix it up, stir it up, and perform it, where you cut it up and you put it in the paper, And you serve it to people.
Wow.
And I've been with my husband, my ex-husband, before he died. He used to do that.
Okay.
And he did it, but he never once touched it.
Wow, that's big.
Never once touched it. Snorted it, never breathed it, never nothing. But he had it in his system because he was touching it. Because
he cooked it.
Okay.
So.
That's one form of something.
And what's another drug?
Another drug is
meth?
Yeah.
That's a big one, huh?
Yeah.
Meth now is a big one.
That's a big one?
Now it's a big one.
Right. Before in the early 80s or...
In the early 80s, it was cocaine and hash and marijuana. And that's all it was. But then other people would take the pills and stuff. You know, that they take pills. I don't know the pills because I didn't take them.
Right.
I took them on the side, but it was for the first time only.
Okay, and what else? So we got coke, we got meth.
Meth.
You said one before that.
Heroin.
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 That's hardcore, right?
That is a drug that's been around long in all of them.
Oh, okay.
It's been around as long as cocaine's been around.
Right.
Was the heroin. And heroin, it's unbelievable. You can work off of heroin. You can go do what you have to do every day. Or you can just take it and not work.
Right.
Not go do nothing.
Right.
Stay at home.
Okay, so those are your main choice of choice?
No, they're just drugs.
Right.
You know, I have my mains in between in there.
Okay.
But I've done heroin before. I've done it on a constant, but on a basis where, you know, I probably use a little bit here and there, and I've used it only on weekends or during.
So recreational.
Yeah.
Right.
But it's like I was really skeptical about using heroin.
All right. Anybody else want to share? That's great. Thank you, Deborah. Anybody else? What's your drugs of choice, you guys? Teach me something. What are we missing here?
Communication.
What is
weed.
It?
Weed for me and
weed?
Yeah, smoking weed.
Do you think that is that drug as harsh as the drugs she just listed? Do you think?
Yeah, that it's less harsh.
It's less harsh, but you consider it to be people are addicted to it, and it
yes, mentally addicted.
Mentally, that's a good
the
one.
Emotions of smoking it,
right?
And, you know, the mental part. Yeah.
Okay, so the drugs that she listed compared to weed, are there benefits to the drugs that she listed, and are there benefits to weed?
Well, the only benefits to weed is not as heavy. It's a depressant drug. It doesn't make you as smart. You know, you're not that smart. When I smoke pot,
okay.
I'm stupid sometimes.
Okay.
I get stupid.
How about the other drugs? If you
when I smoke crystal meth, I haven't smoked it in at least two weeks now.
Oh, that's great. Okay.
Probably about two weeks.
What does it do? Like when you
makes you high, makes you feel better.
Does it? Oh, it makes you feel better. Escape. Like
yeah, it does make you emotionally numb, maybe a little physically numb. You know, and it just. Numbs you, but you feel high, you know, you feel like
wow, that's thank you, that's awesome. I didn't know that. Anyone else want to share? That's good.
Oh, about the weed he mentioned, weed does not make you feel stupid and dumb or nothing like that.
Well, that's his experience,
that's your experience.
Serious. So, yeah, I can't take that from him. That's how he says okay. It makes him feel.
That's the way it
yes,
makes
Red.
Him feel.
Oh, well, yeah. my drug choice was crack.
Oh, that's big. And so crack is coke mixed with other?
It's coke.
Crack is the purest form of cocaine.
The purest, okay. So.
Made on a frying pan.
How did you smoke it? Did you shoot it? Like, what is the. You smoked it? Okay, and if you can think back. If you guys can hold on 1 second, because Red opened up. I like this. If you could think back, what was your feeling before you used your drug? Because you feel a certain way. You use it because you feel a certain way, right?
Right.
What was the feeling? If anyone could think back to the feeling that they had before they used the drug.
What I get out of crystal meth is it's a stimulant, mind stimulant. It's like drinking 100 cups of coffee.
Right.
You know, it's just like, it makes you think too much.
Okay. How about you, Red?
It was a stimulant, the crack was.
Okay. Can anyone recall? Can you recall, like, what you're feeling before you used it? Like, someone pissed you off. What was your trigger? Was someone piss you off?
Boredom.
Huh? Boredom? Boredom.
Yeah.
Yes. Boredom.
That's it.
Idle time.
Yeah.
Right.
Idle time.
Yes. That's a big one. Big
you have
one.
Somebody that says, oh, yeah, you feel real good.
Okay, it says, what do you feel the drug does for you? And you told me it feels like you escape. You feel like you escape, right? What are you escaping, though? Escape boredom. From what?
Boredom.
You said boredom?
Yeah.
What, so?
Pain.
Pain?
Pain
from what?
Like either lost relationships or...
Right, right.
Or
right.
I'll find it here.
Sure, sure.
The way you see yourself and how you feel about yourself.
Did you hear that? Yes. Huge. Huge. Your self-esteem. Yes, Red. Yes. I think that's one of the biggest ones.
Yeah.
It makes you escape from the things that you tell yourself, huh?
Mm-hmm.
The harsh reality of life, huh? This is awesome. Thank you. So... my question now is, I wrote some stuff down because, you know, I don't want to go off track. Yes.
It makes you dwell on things that too long. You dwell on one
the thing. Drugs do?
That one we just talked about. Crystal meth.
Crystal meth makes you...
dwell on one thing too long.
Is that your drug of choice, too?
That's not my drug.
What's your drug of choice?
Cocaine.
Or, no, cocaine? Powder. Okay. Powder? What is cocaine? I heard cocaine makes you aggressive.
Well,
no?
It just depends on people who are aggressive.
Does it?
It's people. No, it doesn't make you aggressive.
Okay, what does it do?
It's like a calm.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
It mellows you out.
Because, you know, right now, in the, like, club scene, cocaine is, like, huge again. Like, they say it's, like, one of the drugs of choice again. Mm. So it makes you just enjoy whatever you're doing.
No, it's, like, a relaxed.
Oh, it's like,
yeah.
Like a weed type of?
I guess, I don't know what you classify weed in.
It's been more induced of a relaxation.
What?
Feeling, just feeling mm-hmm. so
thank you for
cool,
that.
Calm, and collective.
Cool, calm, and collective?
You feel right in.
Everybody agrees with that, with the cocaine?
What?
The yeah, cocaine makes you cool, calm, and collective?
It's a weird hive to me because it doesn't last as long and it feels kind of weird compared to meth.
It doesn't last as long. I heard that, yes.
Yeah, it doesn't last as long as the high of meth.
Right.
And it's kind of a mellow high, like you said. Yeah, I noticed that. It's a different kind of high. It's not the same as meth.
Okay.
You know, that's what I'm thinking.
Meth makes you nervous.
Yes, I noticed that. I noticed that.
Yeah.
I noticed that.
Marijuana.
What is your drug of choice?
Weed.
That's it?
Yeah.
Marijuana?
Mm-hmm.
And how has that changed your life? Because for me, marijuana, when I look, I know more people who smoke weed than who doesn't smoke weed. So there's people who are productive.
Yeah, you can go to work, you can do everything.
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 So, what is it about, what does weed do for you? It
calms you down.
It calms you down from, what does it calm you down from?
From having anxiety.
Anxiety. Okay, and do you know where your anxiety stems from?
Different things.
Different things, like, can you give me an example?
Like, being around people.
Okay, people, uh-huh.
Just, I don't know.
A lot of us, like Red said, our self-esteem is not where it needs to be. So sometimes it helps us get out of our mind, right? Because we're constantly, the conversations that we have with ourselves is the things that make us feel a certain way, make us do certain things. Our whole mindset is what controls our whole mood. It controls our movements, right? So if it calms you down and it makes you less anxious, do you think it's a problem? That no. You have. It's not?
As long as I'm not lazy.
As long as you're not lazy. Okay? So what is it? What are you feeling before you think, okay, I need to smoke me some weed? Or do you have a routine schedule, or how does it go?
I smoke.
Uh-huh.
I smoke.
Just smoke, just whenever.
Yeah.
I've never seen you smoke weed.
Huh?
I have a pen.
Smoke weed.
I have some weed.
Yeah,
I heard Scott say we weren't supposed to smoke, so I kind of stopped smoking out there.
Oh, well.
Okay, how about meth then? Is there a routine that you do meth on, or do you just do it because you get, like, something triggers you, or, like, what is it?
Me, myself, I've experienced quite a few drugs, but I never felt addicted to any of them, except Christmas.
Okay.
And it does have an addiction.
An addiction? So what pushed you to do that drug?
Pushes you to want more.
It does. So what pushed you to start doing it in the first place? If you can think back. The
only thing that pushed me was peers.
People?
Peers.
Your peers?
Yeah, peers. People who are around.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. Mm. So what, the people that make you do it, or the people you feel like you can't say no to, why do you feel like you can't say no to them?
It's just more of a camaraderie. You don't really know that person, but you be around because it's,
the judgment is less, you think?
Common, but that's a common action between the whole mob's ride.
Right, right. Is that, do you guys seem that to be true?
You know
that you do, you do it more depending on who you're around?
I think so, too.
You think it's social?
Mm-hmm.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Why do you have to say yes, though?
You don't have to say yes.
But why do you say yes?
Because you're used to the environment. You're used to the environment. You choose to be around.
So why do you choose to be in that environment? Why do you choose to be in that environment? Help me understand that.
Commonly, peer
pressure.
Peer pressure. That's what I'm getting at. So
the day you want that, as long as you're around that group.
You want to be around that group.
In the group.
Is that healthy for you?
And if they're
And I think another thing is, too, is people that feel like they're doing drugs, they know they're doing something wrong, but they want people to
accept it.
Yeah, and they wanna feel like because they're a clown, then they want other people to be around other people that feel like they're a clown, too.
Because
they know it's... Because you don't be around people that don't use drugs if you are an addict.
Oh, repeat that. Listen to what he just said. Say that again.
People like to accept other people if they feel like being a clown, you know?
Right.
Because they know it's stupid to use drugs.
So people who do drugs tend to not hang around people who don't do drugs. Let me repeat that. People who do drugs tend to not hang around people who don't do drugs, and vice versa. People who don't do drugs don't like hanging around people who do drugs. So where's that?
I don't think that's right.
Where's that divide? Say that
because
again.
I don't think that's real. I mean, it might be real for him.
That what? Say that again.
That the people that do drugs only hang around with people that.
Okay, so tell me what you think.
Well, me and my husband, we hung around people who didn't do drugs. And then we hung around people who did.
Okay.
Is this a matter of what you're doing and who you're doing it with?
All right. How about this at this moment in time? I think he's speaking. Red is really speaking in the moment right now, not in the past.
In the moment?
Right, Red? You're speaking of the moment at hand.
I don't think that's right.
So what's going on now?
I don't want to hang around people that don't do drugs.
You don't or you don't mind? Say that again.
I mean, I don't mind hanging around people who don't do drugs. And I don't mind hanging around people who do drugs.
But would you feel comfortable using drugs around people that don't use drugs?
If they don't use them, I'm not going to take them out.
But what I'm saying is, like, if you had drugs to use, where would you use them? With people that don't use drugs?
You guys listening?
People that use them.
Okay, see, exactly.
Only if I know them people real, real good.
I think, I don't know, I'm capable of being friends with somebody that doesn't do drugs, but I don't gel with them.
Exactly.
I don't gel with
exactly.
them. I just gel with the people that do drugs more than the ones that don't.
Yes. Do you hear that?
Yeah.
He made a very valid point. He made a very valid point, and this is what Red is speaking on. Thank you, Ray. You've been adding so much to the group today. You might be around people who don't do drugs, but you don't connect with them like the people who do drugs. Why is that? Have you ever thought about that? Like Red said, do you feel comfortable doing drugs around people who don't do drugs?
I feel fine.
Huh?
No.
No? I wouldn't either.
I feel fine.
You feel fine?
Yeah.
So you would do drugs around me and feel fine?
No.
Exactly.
You don't do drugs.
And that's what he's saying.
Well, you don't do drugs.
So why do we choose to continue?
So I would hold him until...
Yes, I understand that. So the question that leads me to is, why do we continue, or do you continue to use drugs? Why do you continue? Yes, go ahead.
Well, I think it's a lack of it's the way the people see themselves. If you see yourself as a dolphin, and don't get me wrong, dolphins are real smart, real slick, and real intelligent people.
Is that a bad word, dolphin?
Well, I mean.
I'm asking. Yeah. I need to know.
I think it is.
So, if no one likes to be called a dope fiend, right?
I
mean, I'm asking. Anybody?
No.
I don't.
You don't? Mm-hmm. You don't?
I don't mind being called dope fiend.
You don't mind being called dope fiend? Okay, no, let's finish with that.
Well, okay,
it's degrading. So, yeah.
I.
Well, no, use that word. I like how you said that.
Yeah. Well,
be open. Tweaker.
I'm a tweaker. Yeah.
Right.
I used to be. I haven't done it in 2 weeks.
But right.
I'm still sometimes.
No, I hear what he's saying though.
And I'm still a tweaker.
Right. Why would you define yourself as that though? Why would you want to define yourself as that?
Well, you know, you tweak. They have the moments of experiencing their outlet to get into that tweak. You can't knock the person or the tweak and just get in, interfering with the tweak. That's like taking a child from the dream.
Okay.
Me, myself, about drugs. Drugs are, people want to do drugs. Ain't nothing in there that make them do it. Except if an addiction addictive behavior, they would be doing different things and just tweaking.
Okay. So, who here does drugs because of addictive behavior, or who here does drugs because of choice?
Addictive behavior.
You think it's addictive behavior?
Yeah, it has to be.
How about anyone else?
Both of my
part. Huh? Both?
It's a combination. Yeah.
It's a combination?
I haven't used for a minute, though. Yeah, it's been a little bit.
What else are your addictions then besides drugs then? If you have addictive behavior, what else is your addictions?
Oh, yeah. You know what? I was just saying that my addiction mainly is that I feel free about doing what I do. Now, as for the society, it doesn't correlate.
Yeah. So my question, if it's addictive behavior, if you believe it's addictive behavior, what other addictions do you have besides drugs? Because to me, if you have addictive behavior, and I'm not a professional, this is just my opinion, right? If you have an addictive behavior, what other addictions do you have besides drugs?
Well, I'm substituted weed.
Shopping?
Mm-hmm.
You shop a lot?
Mm-mm.
Then that's not your addiction. Because with that drug, you have to have it. If you have an addiction to something, you have
when
to have
I do
it.
Stop, I just go and get
That's
it.
Not an addiction. Give me another addiction.
Well, I substitute weed, marijuana, in place of crack.
And I think that's very huge. That's big. I love that. So, like, where I want to know, what other things can you do besides your drug to help you escape?
Coffee.
You think coffee? Coffee's a good one.
Yes.
Right?
All
right. Right? That's less harmful. Anyone else? Debbie? Deborah?
I don't know.
You don't know. So you haven't figured it out? Something you can do besides your drug addiction?
Well, my goodness. My drug isn't around, so I don't do it.
It says, the question is, what are some other coping mechanisms besides drugs you can think of with less damaging effects?
Smoking cigarettes.
Yeah, smoking cigarettes.
It's nicotine.
Yeah.
It's, yeah, okay. It's something you can do in front of people and not feel bad.
Yeah.
Right? It's just, it's not, people don't look at you like, oh my God, you're sucking your cigarettes, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Alcohol, you said?
No, I'm talking about with pain, at least smoke cigarettes and all. Some people, they just snarl.
Right. He said marijuana. Mm-hmm. Come on, I need some answers. What else have you thought of? What other thing, Anthony, do you think of besides drugs that you could do?
Working out?
Working out? Physical activity? Anything? You can't think of nothing? I didn't get your name. It's all right. We'll talk about it. What can you do besides your drug of choice?
Read.
Have you thought about?
Read?
Yeah. Reading? How about you, sister? Are you listening? What other things besides, what other drugs? Well, what's something else you can do besides drugs that with less damaging effects to you that you can think of that can help you? Because the drug really is damaging.
Well, you know, everything is
addictive. Cope with stuff.
You said what?
Coping.
Yeah. What else can you do? Anthony said reading. Red said marijuana. Therapy. Deborah's thinking about it.
Therapy.
You said read.
Exercise.
No, he said exercise.
I said reading.
He said reading.
Therapy.
Therapy. Therapy. Like today, what y'all doing for me today? Is fucking dope. You guys are teaching me some shit that I did not know. No, it's very personal too.
Yeah.
You guys are opening up. I really think that the drug is not the issue.
It's the people.
Let me explain my theory. The drug is just a byproduct of something you're running from. Do you understand that? So the drug is not the issue. The drug is something you do to cope with the issue. What is the issue?
Whatever you're going through, whatever you're changing.
But it can't be whatever. It has to be something specific. I need specifics. What is you going through?
You're mad because you're upset because you cannot get out of the state of mind that you're in, that you're living with people or you're living with nobody.
I got that. So why do you choose drugs, though? What is another thing you can choose to do?
I think the real issue why people really get off on drugs is rejection.
Rejection. What is that?
Either not being accepted or...
Rejection, that part.
From their family, immediate
right.
family, or
right.
not being accepted or not feeling though that they're accepted by other people.
So that's what most people find their drugs. That confidence lies in the drug because of the rejection.
You said, what's the real issue?
Yeah.
What's the real issue?
Yeah.
I've been debating that in my mind for an awful long time.
Right, exactly.
You know, to try to discover
that. Right. So, what are some other things? Maybe we need to think of some other things. That's what we need to work on. Pretty much of us, most of us are bored. And remember, boredom was one of the reasons?
Yeah.
Right? The association. If you're around people who do drugs,
well,
you're going to do drugs.
Yeah, well,
right?
Mostly boredom.
No, I understand that. I'm adding all the elements in here. Because there's boredom in that. But then we're around everyone that does drugs. How about getting outside of that and dealing with people who don't do drugs? Alternatives. My question is, do people have someone they can turn to who don't do drugs outside of this house?
I do.
So why don't you contact them more and be, and I'm not saying just over the phone, stepping outside of your comfort zone and going out with them somewhere. Is that what we're talking about, right?
We do when they come to town or when,
so there's no one locally.
Yeah, they're local too. There's some people that are local.
No, I don't need some people. I need people you know.
Yeah, people
personally.
My in-laws, my family.
So how often do you see them?
There's a few of them. Well, now I don't see them.
Okay, we need to figure out right now the things we can do right now.
Well, I can call them up and go and visit with them today.
So that should have been a coping mechanism, remember? And you said you don't know?
Yeah.
There's your coping mechanism.
But I don't call them.
Deborah, listen to what I just said. You just said you can.
I can call them if I want to.
So we're trying to find coping mechanisms, right?
Yeah.
Right? What's the issue with calling them?
If I want to.
Why don't you want to?
I'd rather do nothing. I'm not even doing any drugs now. I mean, I'm not snorting. I mean, I'm not doing my cocaine up. I'm really not doing my cocaine up. Because if I was doing it, you guys wouldn't see me. I'd be gone.
She's gonna be gone.
Man, look like we cleared the room. Everybody gone, huh? Do we get people feeling uncomfortable? You think? Is this an uncomfortable conversation? Because for most people though, because you got to look at yourself.
Yeah. Right? I am looking at myself.
No, I'm not saying you're not. I'm saying the people that left. One, two, three. Three people got up and left.
And four.
No, he's right there.
Three, four.
And for y'all who's opening up, to me, it seems like you want the change. Huh?
Yeah.
You want better, right?
Yeah. You know, I really like to say that you wouldn't know the difference between what's going on or not.
I wouldn't know? Or?
I've been here.
Uh-huh.
And I haven't been doing it lately.
Right.
So before, I was doing
it. Wow.
Constantly. It's something like, you just put down things as addiction.
Right.
You can't do it. Right. That's what kind of open skill, like you said, to motivate you to keep your mind busy on something else.
So how are we going to do it when we're surrounded by people who do drugs? I think it's really hard to live in this house and stay sober. So what can I help with? Like, what are some things that we can do to figure out how to stay clean and sober?
Go someplace.
So do you guys explain this to the... to the person who owns the home here?
Yeah, we will.
Huh? You guys gotta... Let me...
That's a good point, how those two came together, because that's... We're here, and it's a major failure to see each other like that.
Yes.
Easy going to it.
Yes.
That's a good question, right. Because we need to be doing something together as a whole.
Not
be doing something. That would be fun. Just like we were supposed to go to the bay, to the bay up there, or
right.
something.
Right.
And go down to the water or something.
Right.
And come back.
Right. We were. I remember that. But you know what, though? If you don't speak up for what you want,
you won't get it.
You're not going to get it. But that comes with confidence. Like Ray was talking about. When you're not confident in yourself, it's hard for you to speak up for what you want.
Yeah.
If you don't know what you want because you're not confident, what happens? Mm. Huh?
You fall through the cracks.
You know, I want to say something about what Red said about they do it because they want to clown. That's not true.
Is that what? Say that again?
They want to do it because they want to clown. That's not true.
Oh, no. I get what he's saying. When he said that, go ahead. You can explain it more.
Well, what I'm talking about, people, you know, that use drugs, right? People use drugs. They know that it's wrong. You know, they know what the damage it is, and how it takes them to an altered state, right? They know that, and they know they're being clowns by using drugs. We all
they're
know
being
that.
Clown.
But what I'm saying is that being a clown, right? Being a clown, you want to be other people to accept that, so you're going to be around other people, you know, that accept you as a clown,
right.
Or they're a clown.
Right.
So you're not going to be around non-users. You're going to be around other people that feel like they can accept you as a clown.
Right. Oh, that's big.
Because that would be a board of people that clown. They'd be in the clown situation. It's not... Everybody would be like that.
When I use my drugs.
What you think about drugs, though, Tyrone? You think it's right to use drugs?
I came up in a drug and alcohol infested neighborhood. As a child, I've been doing since then, 9 years old. I'm 63 years old, sir. And I don't think nothing wrong with drugs. It's people who use drugs and go into demented minds and situations of the clown they be doing.
He spoke on that, though. He spoke on that. He did speak on that. He spoke on your association.
Yeah.
He spoke on that.
That's what that is.
So the question is, but that's the question he's posing. Even though you...
He did differently. He came back, he did differently.
No, what he's saying is... What he's saying is... Let me explain, because I agree a lot with what he's saying. What he's saying is... Okay, despite our circumstances, we have no control of the circumstances. You had no control that you grew up in a drug-infested neighborhood.
Right.
You had no control of that. But as an adult, now, the decisions you make are well within your control.
And, yeah.
So he's asking, why do you choose to continue to be around this type of behavior? Question that. That's exactly what he's saying.
Do with clowning though.
I don't like that word, right? Right, right.
You don't like that word, like, but
what's another word we can use?
I'm not clowning around. I'm saying, I understand, man. That's the reality of.
How about not progressing?
I mean, but Tyrone, do you think that if you put a substance in your body, you think that that doesn't have a negative effect on your body?
You know, narcotics, right, is very interesting. Doctors be giving people that may be addicted before they can get off the drug.
True.
Now, anything you want to talk about, it has its effects, trials and effects. But you can't be putting all kind of negative connotations on everything. You put big, big negative things on things. And that's the only thing I was trying to say is that we're not trying to clown you or clown ourselves to be around you to know we're doing drugs and you're not doing drugs and you're making sure that they're not doing drugs, so you're clowning.
I'm an ex-dopamine myself. I used to smoke crack every day.
I know that. Okay? You express that. I'm talking about the clowning.
Yeah, but I view myself as being a clown by using crack because of the things that I did while I was on crack. I mean,
you call yourself a clown if he is?
Big one?
You call yourself a clown if he is?
Yes, I do. I think I see myself. I mean, that's how I see myself.
You talk to yourself?
If I put a crack pipe in my mouth, I see myself as a clown. I'm making a clown of myself. And I would only want to be around other people, you understand, that see themselves the same way. That's getting high. You know, so that's what I'm trying to...
Right.
I'm
trying to be a clown either.
Well, okay, right. So right. How do you see right. yourself? Not, you know...
I see myself sober right now.
Okay, that's what I'm trying to...
Why'd you duck down like that?
Big pardon?
Why'd you duck down like that?
What was this question?
Why would he talk down like that?
Well, why'd he duck down like that?
Duck down?
Yeah.
What do you mean, duck down?
He, like, ducked down. Like, he had something to say.
No, because I was submitting to what you were saying.
Oh, about being...
sober.
About being clean.
You said
you're going to kick people out if they're dirty.
It's a harsh reality, you guys.
That's a good thing, though. It's
a harsh reality what he's saying. And honestly, the more people I know that do drugs are the less successful. And I'm not talking about money-wise. I'm talking about successful within their self. Feeling good about who they are.
Well, even if they're dealing drugs, it's a myth that you can be successful in dealing drugs because when you deal drugs and you get to the top, somebody's going to snitch on you. Somebody you want. Ultimately, you're going to get busted. So
right.
It's all just a myth, you know. That,
right. It's a facade that we put on to make what we do feel good.
Yeah.
Right? Because we don't want to stop what we're doing because we're putting on this image that it makes us feel better. In reality, we're losing. It's a harsh reality. Yes, it is.
But I agree with you. Let's get with the real issues. How real can we be?
How truthful can we be? It hurts.
Can we appear in front of people about ourselves, you know?
One thing. So before I started talking about these drugs, you guys know I come here with that my mental strength thing. Mm-hmm. This is why I do it. Because the foundation of everything is your mindset. So all the stuff that I've been saying since I've been coming here, the conversations you have with yourself, the plans that you make with yourself, all the stuff. Have y'all been listening? I don't just come here just to come here.
Yeah, we don't.
I come here because I've been able. Let me explain something though. I can be in the same seat y'all in. I can do the same drugs that y'all did or are doing, but I choose not to. So I want to help you choose not to.
Not to. Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This is why I'm here.
Yeah.
I don't look at y'all no different, though. I love y'all, man. Mm-hmm. Do you understand what I'm saying?
On the point, I choose not to use only because of society and how it makes the whole foundation of the elements is not working.
Right.
I'm so cold.
But what is the... let's explain this. What is the issue? The real issue. The drug is not... Hold on. Let me finish real quick so everybody can hear this. The drug is not the issue. The drug is just what you use to escape the issue. What is the real issue? Why can't you get ahead? And why do you choose towards... Why do you choose the drug? Until you figure that out or move past that, guess what's going to happen?
You'll be done with it. With the drugs.
Yeah, but if you can't move past it and you can't figure it out, what's going to happen? You ain't going to move past it.
You're not going to move forward.
You right?
In direction.
Right? So what is... So this is what I want today. Today. When I come back, because you guys never do what I ask you to do. This, you don't think about this shit when I'm here. You got to think about this shit every second of the day. If you want change in your life, if you want to quit doing the drugs that you do, you got to think about this shit, not to the point that it affects you to where you can't do something, but have the conversation where you have to tell yourself, I want to do better. How can I do better? Those podcasts that I told y'all to listen to. Listening to motivational speakers. Tiombi said therapy. Reach out. Do your footwork. That means do the work yourself. Ain't nobody gonna come and take care of you. You are grown. Do we agree here?
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
It's beautiful how y'all opened up for me today.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. Everyone that stayed here wants change.
I'll stop using it, okay? There's nothing wrong with water and alcohol, but because...
Whoa. You said there's nothing wrong with marijuana and alcohol?
No, I said I've been doing marijuana and alcohol. It's legal, right?
It is legal. Oh.
I was trying to say...
Tyrone?
I'm not playing with you.
Alcohol?
I don't want to talk about alcohol.
Alcohol,
I just want to take
what?
the point. He says, what makes you... Not to have a choice
yeah.
to not do it.
Yeah.
I have that choice by means of the necessary to be around here. But that means Scott look at me, he knows I'm on one.
Right.
I can't be around him and just do a little and be on one.
Right.
He doesn't know it.
Right.
So that's who stopped me.
Right.
That's the point, but I want to do drugs forever.
Right.
I'm a drug addict or just my fix. That's the way I would like to be, is drugged up and that. Zonking, alcohol, whatever you want to call it.
So you like that feeling?
I love that feeling. It don't love me, but you know.
It don't love you, but you love it.
Thank you.
People need to hear shit like that.
But you know.
There's some people who are like that. You're right.
Control. Everybody has control to not do it.
Right.
They just have to have that choice. Like you
yes.
said, it's the choice.
Yes.
People make bad choices. Sometimes they die behind them.
Yes. You're right.
Know, that's the choice they make.
You're right. So what do you do when you feel like Tyrone? That's a deep one right there.
Sam, you didn't say you get into an environment, you don't be around these people.
Right.
Then I'm going to be doing some more drugs.
Right.
More than likely, you'll be trying to find me some cocaine.
If you leave this environment.
Mm-hmm.
Are you serious?
Some type of environment where no people go. I can't be any place. This is America. You can't be living in those houses where all people come in into the house and trying to figure out. How come the washer ain't working?
Right.
So that's point blank. Either society, you're going to go by society, or you're going to go in your mind and say, I could do this. Then you have timing where you say, oh, they're going to be showing up. They can't come without a phone call.
Right. So we got to...
They can't.
So one of the questions, I don't know if y'all ready, they told me to ask, when can you find a stop date?
You can't find a stop date. You have to work that stop date out with the drug and you.
They said that you have to project a time where you can say, by this day, I want this.
Set a goal.
Yep.
It's like I was saying. You know,
I don't think you tell people your date, though. You know.
There is no date.
You don't think you tell people your date? Problem. Interesting.
No.
I wasn't asking for one.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying this is what they told me to say. So that's why, like, I'm just putting it out there.
Oh.
Like, so I'm getting advice from y'all. Like, this is y'all teaching me today. Remember that. So you shouldn't tell no one your date.
Yeah, the reason why
I like that
is because, you know, if you fail to not meet that commitment, you know.
You feel a certain way.
Yeah, and then
people know that you, you know, so.
So who do you, you keep it to yourself, but you tell yourself the date though. Yeah. And the higher power.
Make a decision.
Right? Yeah. Make a decision. When are y'all ready to make that decision? Who's ready to make that decision today?
No, I'm thinking it didn't have to make a decision, you know, because anybody could just decide to do something. To me, I fail every time I put a date on it.
You fail every time you put a date on it? So what works for you then?
It's choices.
Your choices?
The choice that you have.
The choice
you
that you have?
You have a choice to not do drugs or have a choice to do drugs.
Okay.
Put it like that. If you have that choice, one or two.
Okay, so it's all about the choice.
It's all about mainly the choice. Because that's what I feel I was based on whole counseling on.
Okay.
Everybody has their own choice.
Okay.
It's not about...
So, basically...
This is pressure right here. I'm tired of the gun and stuff.
In this
I'm
house you're talking about.
Yeah, this here, these two houses. I've been in both.
Yeah.
It's seriously, you get in your mind frame, it's too radical.
Yes.
You just be too extremely.
Yes.
Over zealous.
Yes.
About the things going down. That's why I've been so irate.
Right. It is really hard, and we talked about this before, to live in an environment where there's a lot of people because there's all the different personalities. I definitely agree with you.
5 years with these people, I lived with them, and 5 years we didn't have conflict except for one conflict I had.
Do you have an escape?
That's
besides drugs? What's your escape?
My escape besides drugs is reading.
Reading?
Yeah.
Reading? Anyone else? What's your escape, you guys?
Walking?
Is that what you do?
No, I'm being like...
Can you... Are you able to choose that over drugs?
No, not really.
Not really? Thanks for being honest. What's your escape, Jacob?
I don't really have one.
You don't have one?
No.
Let's work on that. Okay. Let's work on it, you guys.
Well, I like to get in the habit of doing exercise and going to the library.
Right, and you read?
Yeah.
How about you?
I'm mad.
Okay, and what's your escape? Have you figured out an escape route? We're going to do that. So it seems like so this is what we're working on. We have to do the work. I'm going to repeat that again. You ask the people in charge here to help.
Right.
We have to build our confidence. And most of you guys probably don't remember what we talked about how we build our confidence. Remember that become that energy thing I talk about, that inner gangster?
Yeah.
Do you guys remember that? You feel me? So to me, when I think about that inner gangsta, that inner gangsta is that part of you that when that drug approaches you in your face, when someone says, hey, let's do this, Deborah, that inner gangsta is going to go hard on that person and be like, nah, I'm cool. Do you get what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? Well,
how can you get to that point?
That's kind of like automated, right?
Huh?
Automated.
Yeah.
That's what I was talking about with Scott and me.
Right.
It's an ultimatum. You know.
You don't like ultimatums, though. Or do you?
Point blank is it. If you're going to do this, you're doing not.
Right.
If you're not living here, you're doing this, you're living not here. But you know, time again, people say a lot of things they don't do, and a lot of things they want made, and they don't happen. But point blank is, I can't be condoning to things that I don't think is right.
Right.
The people are doing what they do. You got to the wrong or right.
Right.
I'm talking about both sides.
Right. So that's why it's important to have that relationship with yourself, because people gonna let you down. It's just natural. Because we're imperfect. But how can you make that promise and commitment to yourself? Like he said again, made a good point. When you gonna tell yourself that stop date? Huh?
That's a good shit. That's how he's seeing himself.
Yeah.
You know, he's saying, and then, you know, he took himself off.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty much the same way I seen myself. I seen myself, like, first thing, stop when I say he's tweaking. I took that very, very personally.
Yeah, there's certain things you just don't say.
Yeah, then, you know, it just...
Well, that was that. What do you think? Very interesting, huh? I know the people that I worked with at the room and boards would always come to me and say, I don't know how you do it and how you get them to sit down for so long. It is not normal for them to do that.
And I figured that they just needed people to connect with. They needed people to feel a part of, you know? They're around the same people every day, doing the same thing, holding the same conversations. And I just wanted to be transparent and be real, authentic. I also was advised not to do that because someone thought I would lose control. And that's when I came in and had to explain that I'm not here to gain control. I'm not here to heal, like, you know, heal anyone, you know, in the course of me doing what I'm doing. If that's the case, that I help or heal or do whatever, that's a plus. But I don't go out and seek that. But anyway, this is it. Thank you for joining in. Again, I appreciate everything. On to the next episode. Until February.